You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Are you willing to make that claim? When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were put on trial in front of the king and told, if you don't bow down and worship the image of gold that I created, you will be put to death. What would you do in their situation? What do you suppose their prayer was? What would your prayer be? Do you think they begged God to deliver them from the king? Do you think that they begged not to be thrown in the furnace? What happened? Daniel 3:19, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face turned toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it is usually heated. And he summoned certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, their outer garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace was exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. They were willing to risk it all to not compromise and not sin against God. We know what happened next, Daniel 3:24. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast 3 men into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. Look, he answered, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And in the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Well, here was Jesus himself with them in the midst of that fire, protecting them. And, God did not deliver Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the furnace. He delivered them in the furnace. If he would have answered their prayers, we would never know what happened. It just would have never happened. The king would have repented, let them loose, and nobody'd even know the story. God let them be thrown into the furnace so he could deliver them in such a way that everyone would know his love and his power. You know, when the king said this and he finally tells them to come out, I would have said, well, why don't you come on in here and get us, O king? People do not, for the most part. I know there's some people listening that do, but people, for the most part, do not and are not willing to never compromise when it comes to God, to never sin, no matter who tells them that they have to, whether it's the government, their preacher, family, friends, doesn't matter who, never compromise. Always do what's right. Never follow Satan. Always love and follow our Father and our Savior. If you want to know somebody that does that, here's where you find them.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.